Hey, everybody. I am here today to introduce you to one of our lovely co-hosts.
Lovely.
Oh,
lovely.
You're lovely. Missy Christensen of Antonia Christensen Events and the Summer Social and A Crystal Clear Vision and you go.
Oh. And the Christensen crew. That's the most important one, right?
That is the most important one.
Yeah. So yeah, Antonia Christensen, that's really my name. If people want to get formal, it's confusing, right?
If I ever called you Antonia, it would be like you were in trouble.
But my mom didn't call me that either.
Well, then where did
Even when I was in trouble. She would say, Tonia.
Oh, not even, you didn't even
no
get A-N. The A.
Yeah, no A-N at the beginning, just Tonia. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Now you know if I'm in trouble with you.
Tonia!
Yeah, I'll hear it come
out. I'll just get like big caps in a text message. Yeah. Tonia!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you'll be like, I should never have told her that. So I met Missy. I don't even know how I actually met you. If you like really think back.
I don't know either.
I'll look at our Facebook friendship thing one
day. Wedding industry, I'm sure.
Well, right. Somehow.
Years, decades ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But more recently in the last, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah.
Have gotten to like work with Missy on lots of different fun things. And also gotten to call her and talk her ear off for hours at a time.
Yeah.
And so I figured we would do that. Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
I know. I figured it would be nice for us to have like a formal workspace to do that in so that we have an excuse once a month to get together and sit and maybe talk to somebody else. And then when we leave, we can like keep talking.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to work together in a lot of aspects now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really fun.
So, for those that don't know Missy, she would probably be mad at me for saying this, but she is very well known in the wedding industry. I know, she's instantly shaking her head like, don't do that, don't do it, don't do it.
Don't make it awkward.
Don't make it weird. But it's true, she is.
Thank you.
And a big reason for that is because she executes events beautifully and seemingly seamlessly. I understand.
Maybe on the outside.
That's what I'm saying. To the outside world.
Yeah.
Seemingly seamlessly, but there's a whole lot of work and effort that goes into making sure that that reputation stays that way. And so I thought she would be a really great person to have.
Thanks. So I'm a, I say destination.
I always leave out destination.
Well,
but
it's true. It is. I travel a lot for work. I'm a destination social event planner. I don't like to just say weddings because I like to go wherever heart is. So nonprofits, social events, weddings, all the things, all over the world. Wherever, I say festive locations around the globe.
Oh, I like festive locations. Tell me your favorite place that you've been.
For work?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's different, work and play.
Mm, very true.
I think the coolest place that I went for work was Iceland.
I really liked that wedding.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But it was really cool because we walked out of this church that had been a place of worship for I think it was 1,000 or 1,100 years, and it started snowing like perfectly, like out of a movie. It was magic. And just a family that I adore. I've done I planned the brother and two sisters' weddings. There's only one left, so I told the last sister, let's go to a beach somewhere far off.
And she was like, how about snowy Iceland?
Yeah, we've done all the things. So Iceland, I think. Hawaii is cool for work, too. It's warm, you know. We're going to Mexico coming up, hopefully, fingers crossed, COVID and all that stuff. You know, I get to go to some cool places.
You do. I live like
I really love my clients, so wherever I get to go with them, it's like going with family, so it's fun.
I live, like, my travel dreams through, like, vicariously through you, because I go nowhere. Like, I've never been to Hawaii. I've never been to Iceland. Never been to Mexico. I'm just saying, you want to, like, take me in your travel. I don't know what I would do there.
I think Mr. Pruitt needs to start taking you some exciting places.
I know. We go camping. It's like a whole thing. We go camping.
Okay. That's okay.
He's tried. He tried to take me on a cruise once, and I made him return it because I want to be on a boat.
No, but cruise, we love to cruise, too.
No, man, I'm
My beloved sure. doesn't love it so much because he likes to spend more than, like, a few hours in a place.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be stuck on a boat. It's a real life thing.
But I like just to look out at the ocean for hours and hours.
Mm-mm, not for me. I feel like that's how I get seasick. So tell me why you started Antonia Christensen Events. Tell me like what catalyst existed to make that happen?
Well, I'm raised in the event world, so it's been a long time coming. But after college, I worked in kind of a lot of the event industry, and you know, in a lot of different aspects. And I was working in corporate marketing for a regional phone carrier, and I was doing a lot of like media buying, marketing implementation, all of those things. And of course, corporate planning went with it, planning conferences, radio roadshows, all of those things. And there's really not any heart there. And so I just one day was like, I think I just need to go back to weddings and where there's heart. And actually, one of my very first paying clients was actually one of my coworkers in the corporate world. And so, yeah, I just needed heart. And I say that now about my business all the time is like, I do this because of the heart. And I still do a handful of corporate design things every year. And I love those clients, but it's not really like heartwarming or
no, I mean,
and I love them and it's fun because they say, here's our theme, do whatever you wish with the theme. And here's our budget, you know, stay within the budget. But yeah, I much rather be with my clients who are like lovey-dovey and getting all married up and all that. Getting all hitched and stuff.
I think you figured out this number the other day, and I'm really putting you on the spot, so don't be upset with me. How many events do you think you've executed over the last 14 years?
I don't, hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. I'm not sure. Because you have to think, each
event has, like, a lot of events have, like, mini events within them.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm traveling with a client, for sure, there's typically the wedding day, but then oftentimes there's a rehearsal dinner, which can become an event within an event.
A day after brunch.
Sometimes I get to do showers, engagement parties. Sometimes I get to plan the proposal, which is really fun. So a lot of times there's events within events. Or if I'm like working with a nonprofit client, a lot of times they will have multiple events within a year. They'll have, you know, their annual pig pick-in, their annual
I literally whatever. Was about to say pig roast. I was like, please say a pig roast.
They'll have whatever it happens to be. So, yeah, in the multiple hundreds.
Multiples of hundreds. Just so people understand. I understood. But just so that people know.
But I've been able to, you know, fall back a bit purposefully as my boys have gotten older. And I take, wedding-wise anyways, I really take mostly full-service clients. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of heart. And so wedding-wise, I take really only in a normal world, not a non-COVID world, just about one a month.
Which is awesome. I love that.
That was not the way formerly.
No.
I learned.
Well, I love that you've been able to like build this business that you can do that, right? Yeah. That you can say like, hey, I'm going to take one a month because I give everything to my clients. Yeah. And I also don't want to give so much away that I don't have time for my family.
Super important. Yeah. Yeah. It took me a long time to learn that. But then also if I want to take something else, a different type of event, I still have a small part of my brain available to be able to do that.
Right. You're like, cool, I can do this. This little teeny tiny bit.
This little sliver of brain is left to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I asked you, everyone's podcast is so different, so I'm really excited about it. When I asked you, hey, you want to co-host this podcast with me, what was the first thing you thought?
Like, oh. I think I maybe said, like, girl, you crazy.
You probably did say, girl, you crazy. Like, you're doing 800 things, you want to do a podcast.
Yeah, I think I did. I was like, you have time for that? No, I was really excited because when you told me the premise behind it, I always remember back to this story, and I won't say any names. Misty knows the name, I think, of when I was starting on my own outside of corporate events and marketing and how I was going to grow my business. And this wedding industry professional, who is now still a wedding industry professional, was like, you need to advertise in this way. You know, this is the way, this is how everyone does it. And it was a very established professional that's still a very established professional, and now even more so a destination established professional, not in my realm, but still, and much like I travel a lot.
Sought after.
Sought after. And I was kind of naive. So I was like, okay. And I spent money that I shouldn't have spent because I was like, oh, it works for them. And I had already been in the event industry for so long. So I don't know why I was like, oh, okay.
You like knew better, but you didn't.
I
knew better,
yeah. But I was like, okay, like I want to get my name out, whatever. And so I just was excited to be able to share my story and how what works for me, it doesn't work for you, and that's perfect.
Yeah,
it is really perfect.
It is perfect, and that's such a, like, that is the reason I started the podcast. So, like, we live in this world where, like, social media is supposed to be social. I know you've seen me, like, preaching it all over my Instagram lately, but it's true. I think we've all sort of forgotten, right? Like, everything is so salesy, and this is what I have to do to beat some algorithm or to do this or to do that. And, like,
it's the worst.
Right. But you can also do it by, like, building a community, being yourself.
Right.
Being personal. Or not, if that's what's right for you. And so there's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm really excited for all the stories that we're going to hear and get to tell, because I think so many of us don't tell them as often as we should. You're really good at sharing your story, though. Your why.
I try to share my why. I try, because I think it's so important. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. For me, it's about heart, which I've already said, and my community. And I said this already when we were talking earlier today, but giving back to the community that I feel like raised me, and also making my family proud. That's a huge, huge thing for me. So, yeah, I'll talk about it till the cows come home.
That's awesome.
And we live in a city, so that's going to be a long time.
It is going to be a long time. I cannot visualize where I've seen a cow in Virginia Beach anytime recently, but that's not Pongo.
I was going to say Punga.
But even then, like, there's not a whole lot of cows out there. It's a lot of horses.
Yeah.
So what are you the most excited about with all of this crazy things, all these things?
Podcast-wise?
Mm-hmm. Or just, yeah, we're going to say podcast, and then we're going to say, like, I have other things.
Oh, podcast-wise, I think just hearing other people's stories. Mm-hmm. I love to talk to people. Dare I say, I don't really love people. I love people.
No, I think you need to be honest about it.
Yeah, I do love people. I love real people. I don't love small talk.
Right, you want to have honest conversations.
Yeah, I want to have honest conversations. So I love having honest conversations with people that we're interviewing.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting. And those that can be open enough to have those conversations back with us, I think that's the really cool thing, rather than trying to sell themselves. I think I'm more into hearing, like,
why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I lost everything that I had, and this is why, or whatever.
Right.
I think that's just really fascinating to me.
I think so, too. And so it's something that I'm really excited to sort of see grow and bloom into this whatever thing it's going to be. Something really exciting, I hope, as we go.
And you said earlier, I don't remember how the conversation was going, but, you know, there's always this conversation of, like, overnight successes people not knowing, you know. I started in 1999, and I remember being, like...
You thought Y2K was going to take you out?
You know what I was doing when 1999 turned to 2000? I was...
Backing up your hard drives.
On air, in the station by myself, and I was talking... I was, like, board hopping, but I was talking to the co-hosts who were at Peabody's, and I remember them saying, like, Happy New Year's, Missy, blah, 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 on air, and I'm in the studio radio station by myself thinking the world's going to blow up, and I'm at a radio station by myself. So it's funny that you're mentioning it as we're, as I'm talking into a microphone right now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Full circle.
Full circle moment. But... You know, there's always that thought of, I'm a 10-year overnight success.
Yeah.
Or I remember being in the industry, in the wedding industry, outside of corporate events, owning Ace for maybe it was like 5 or 6 years. And I was like moving and shaking. And I was so proud of all the work I had done. And someone that I really adored had kind of made some like not amazing comments and about basically how I had like just showed up. Because they thought I was just an overnight success. And I was like, oh, well, the last 15 years.
Right.
I've been working my hiney off.
Right. I've been working up to this point, and even then, I still feel like I'm not where I always want to be. Exactly. I've got a ways to go to be where I want to be. And
so I think everyone has a story that we don't know, and it's important to want to hear those stories. And, you know, so I think that's going to be cool about this.
Well, the other thing that's cool, one of the other co-hosts said something to me about, I don't even know if he said it on the podcast or if we said it, like, separately, but about how you have to, like, give people grace on first impressions because you just don't know, like, how that person got there. So similarly to that where somebody was like, oh, Missy just showed up and all of a sudden she's doing all this stuff. They don't know your life like that. They don't know that 15 years that it took you to get to that point. They don't know what you did to call yourself, you know, an event professional. Right. They don't know what you did to take that term professional and actually, like, it's true. Like, this is not just a thing that I'm calling myself. It's real. And so I think so many are quick to say, oh, it was easy for them, or prejudge, like, whatever their situation is. And I'm the most excited to hear the stuff I don't know.
Right. Right.
Because I might think, oh, hey, that was super easy for them. But it was, like, not.
It was not. It was not at all. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody else.
Yeah.
When are you successful? Like, when will you say, you know, when I told you, when I said at the beginning, like, she's very well known and accomplished. And you're like, don't say that.
That's weird.
When are you comfortable saying that? Like, when is the time when you can say, all right, this is it. I've done what I need to do. And now my version of success is this.
Well, I think that's two different things. You know, we kind of talked about earlier. I feel like I am successful in what I do as a professional, as a wedding professional, as a social event professional. Because for me, it's not like when I have this many clients a year or whatever, because I have those things and I don't want those things. Like, to me, it's about the level of customer service that I can give to my clients. And having clients that trust me and understand my value. You know, I think I have worked a really long time to have those things. So I feel like in that level, I am successful. It's not a monetary thing. It's not, I used to think, you know, I need to be in this magazine or this publication or whatever. And I've had those things. Like, I always say I'm living a life I never even dreamed was possible. I lived my dreams, and now it's, like, things I never even thought was possible. So in that realm, I think I feel like I am successful. But for me, success is, like, is more personal. You know, my family and my husband and my children. I was telling you earlier, I can't. For me, success is, like, when I can go watch my kids in their profession and watching them happy and flourishing and that's what I'm really, that's kind of my end game. Like, that's what I'm really looking forward to. And it sounds so weird, but I have a kid that's about to be a senior in high school. So it's so soon.
It is so soon.
And I'm only 21 for all of you that are listening. So it's very hard to believe.
I'm, like, looking at her. I don't know how it happened. It was a modern miracle of science that she has a kid that's about to be a senior in high school.
It is really, I mean, it literally has happened in a flash.
I know. I think about that often. I was talking to my husband the other day about pipes.
I was like, even I feel like I was just holding Ren.
Yeah.
Literally, two weeks old at our friend Michelle's baby shower. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's crazy.
Right. And now she's 5 and a half.
I know. And I'm like, wait, that was last week.
Balleting.
Yeah.
Balleting everywhere. And talking back to me. She's going to, like, give somebody a run for their money one day. And I'm so excited about it. But yeah, it's funny. Like, I look at Piper and I'm waiting for the day that she, like, doesn't want to cuddle in bed anymore. And I'm like, I will physically pick you up and, like, snuggle
you.
Love me. You will snuggle me on the couch and we will watch this movie that you don't care about.
Yeah.
I will show you. I don't know. She's seen The Sandlot. But, like, I will show you a movie from my childhood and you will not like the graphics and that will be okay.
That will be okay.
Yeah, I, like, am anxiously awaiting those moments because I know that they come really fast.
No, savor the moments.
I know that's what I'm like. It's an anxious feeling, not an excited feeling. Yeah. Like, I know that they'll come. And so trying to be like, all right, she wants me. She'll come in and be like, will you come snuggle? I'll be like, no. But yes, I will come snuggle because yes. Or you can just sit in my lap for a few minutes while I work because I really do have to finish this thing.
Right.
And then we'll do it later.
You're never going to get that time back. I remember one of the pivotal moments that I decided that I was going to regroup with Ace, my company, was I was at Crystal Clear, which is one of the bridal shows that I produce with my partner. And my oldest was at an orchestra, we'll call it a competition, kind of. And my youngest was at his last basketball game of the season. And now, mind you, as Misty knows, we plan these a year, 18 months in advance. You know, these basketball games, and they tell us, like, oh, 3 weeks from now, we're going to have X, Y, and Z. And I was, like, crying, trying to be so proud of all the work that we had pulled together for these shows, but I was missing such important things. And so that was one of the reasons that I was like, I need to take a step back from my business. I don't work any less during the week. I probably work harder because all of my clients, for the most part, are full service. But being there, so I wasn't missing, because I was growing my business so much when they were little, I missed so much. Now, I have always put them on the bus and always got them off the bus. So for so much, they did feel like I was home, but so many weekends I missed.
And right, like, you knew the stuff that you weren't there for. Like, you knew,
right.
Even if, like, they never said it to you, you knew that there are things that I'm not going to get back.
Yeah, exactly. And so now, like, I don't miss, like, my kids are in marching band, and it's awesome, and I never thought I'd have a marching band kid, you know? So I, like, don't miss a football game or any of those things, and it breaks my heart if I have to. And so that was one of the biggest things for me for, like, stepping back was, like, family. And I can still grow my business in other ways,
mm-hmm.
and not feel like I'm missing out and not feel like my clients are missing out, but still be there for my family, like, 100%.
Right, because why not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have an option, you know, one of the things that when these podcasts get released, they're going to be, like, all out of order. But one of the things that we talked from when we recorded them, I mean,
mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we talked to one of the businesses about, he mentioned, and I fully believe this, he's like, I'm not working for work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working to have a life with my family,
yes.
and to do things with my kids. And if I want to go fishing, I'm going to go fishing. And if I want to go, like, I may not have all the luxury to be able to do that all the time. But when the opportunity comes, you don't just push it away.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of it. And I think that's the things that people talk about, like, work-life balance. Like, it's, you know, completely you have complete control over it.
Yeah.
And you do and you don't.
Right.
And I think that's a big part. And one thing that I've really enjoyed about you is you're really good at saying, like, man, tonight I'm going out to eat with my kids.
Yeah. Well, and everyone, you know, we travel in the summer, and a lot of event professionals would never take off 3 weeks or the entire month of July or whatever it happens to be. But that's when my husband is able to, that's when my kids are able to, so that's when I'm going to be able to.
Right.
And that's really important to them, so it's going to be important to me. And I can make up those events another time or not if I don't want to, and that's okay too. Yeah, people, they're always like, you're leaving in the middle of what?
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I am. And I'm going to make memories with my kids, and
right.
that's okay.
Because that's more important.
That's more important, yeah.
I have days on my calendar called...
Yeah, you do a good job at this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was bad the last month, so
yeah.
April should be better. But I literally have to, like, highlight the day, and it says, don't effing work. And it's and it does. It says it, like, big capital letters, so that when somebody tries to schedule something, I have to think twice before I schedule it.
Yeah.
How badly do I want to do that, and is it worth giving up this day that I was going to? Usually it's a day for myself, because
right.
I try not to work on Saturdays and Sundays unless I have a wedding anyway.
Right.
But, like, a second street wedding sometimes.
Yeah.
Reference. but I, you know, for me, I also need a day to, like,
for sure,
not be talking to people all day, not be in front of a computer all day, not be in front of whatever. So I try and do, like, 3 or 4 a month where it's just like, no, I'm not home.
Yeah, I do a good job. I learned this, too, after being in business. I learned all these things, like, you know, it took me 10 years, but I learned it. And
you learn as you go, right?
You
don't know
go.
Until you know.
If I want to work, I do try to keep traditional office hours, but because so many of my clients don't live in Coastal Virginia where we're based, I need to be in their time zone, you know?
Which is fair,
100%. So if they need an evening, based around our family schedule, I'll pick, you know, this semester the kids don't have X, Y, and Z on Mondays, so I'm not going to be mom taxi. So I can, on Mondays, work late if I need to. So any client that needs to meet, Mondays are the day or whatever. I also got really good about putting that out of office on the weekends.
You got really good about that, because I'll email you on like a Saturday night and I'll be like, man,
it doesn't
that's right,
mean
I shouldn't be working on, no, not even that.
Be, yeah.
It like reminds me.
That you shouldn't be working.
Why am I working on a Saturday night?
And it doesn't mean that I won't respond, but it's just a reminder that if I don't have to respond, that I am okay till Monday. And the truth is, so many of my clients will write me an email and say, don't you dare answer this till Monday. Actually, one of my moms this morning in a meeting just said to me, you know, I email you and I say, don't respond to this till Monday. I just want to get it off my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I'm like, well, it was 2 seconds to respond. So I just, you know.
I wanted to get it off my
brain
too.
But if I truly don't have to respond to it and it's just, you know, some random detail someone's telling me, then it truly is okay to take the weekend off.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you don't have an event. You know, we're all learning. We are.
We're all learning
every day.
It's kind of the point.
So we have this podcast.
I know. Well, I'm excited for all the people that we're going to meet and talk to.
I'm so excited.
And all the people that I'm going to get to introduce you to.
Yeah. Our calendar, just in general.
I know.
For all of our co-hosts, looks really great.
Yeah. It's through, I have, so it is currently March, and we're launching sometime in April. And I have all of April, May, and June full.
I know. So
and
exciting.
That is great. Like, that's a... I was nervous people were going to think that I was just like a crazy person asking.
Well,
them
they do, but that's separate from this.
Right. They're like, right. She's crazy, but I actually think the idea is cool, so I'll show up. Yeah, well, that's fine. That works for me.
Yeah.
Works for me. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The calendar and the variety of people
mm-hmm.
is really cool.
Yeah. I'm
and people on the horizon that we've like chatted about, we should get these people in or whatever.
Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody should be really excited. Be really excited.
I'm really excited.
I know. Awesome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.